Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed. Season 1, Episode 2, The Christening.
During the breaking, the cities were the worst. There were beautiful moments as friends and neighbors banded together to protect each other and the weak, but those were overshadowed by the darkness, by the gangs, the desperation. So when a military force called the Republic came offering protection like an olive branch, they were all too eager to accept. Even if accepting security also meant accepting soldiers, accepting random raids, accepted spying on one's neighbors. On this day, all those little whispers that led to the pursuit of John Prophet, whispers that destroyed rebels and flushed caches of weapons, those whispers are being rewarded with a gift, an ostentation, which will seal the pact the citizens of Corinth have made with their new masters.
All of us here have looked forward to this day for nearly 15 years. To say that we have suffered is to put too paltry a word on what we have endured. It has been unendurable. That changes today. Too long have you suffered under the tyranny of John Prophet, who sought to keep power for himself by oppressing all of you. We who became exiles in our own home have returned, and by the grace of God, we will take back the glory of America that once was. We are founding a new republic. And to wake her sleeping glory, today we will christen the source of all our power, the relic from old who shall live on, the Citadel. You may see the Citadel from across the bay and wonder what it is, how we survived for so many years on board. Today, we tell you the secret. It is in the power of the atom. Today, those atoms will power this entire city. It is time to at last awake, blessed city. Turn on the Citadel.
Woo!
elsewhere in the city.
Keep working! Move that flag!
Remember when the Republic first came here? It was gonna be all bread and roses. Instead, we're still pounding slag.
Isn't that what you signed up for?
That was different when we signed up. Now I think we're prisoners.
Some of us have done wrong.
Oh, come on, man, lay off yourself.
Shh, lay low, lay low.
What's going on here? You're not halfway to your quota.
This is a hard patch here. We got rebar in there.
That ain't slowed down. Lucian has it. Huh, Lush?
Yeah, doing just fine.
I can't keep up.
Well, then you'll be on the coal crew then. You like to do that? You like the dark? I didn't think so. Okay, y'all keep swinging!
Bastard.
Let it wash off of you. The guy's a prick.
It was never like this. And you was in charge of this. Why'd you let him do it?
Do what? He treats me fine.
You don't need to take orders from him. You know I'm more than that turd about digging slag.
They're the ones with the guns.
So that makes them good?
It makes them top dog. Isn't that the way it goes?
You used to think different.
Yeah, I used to get myself hurt. Now I just break slag.
And then the shepherd did descend upon them, saying, "Ye are but sheep. But stand with me, and together we are a flock who may stand." And those who assembled with him, one by one, sheep though they were, together they were an army.
Hey, is that that guy you've been talking about?
What? The guy from the West? What do you want with him?
He's getting them all worked up.
He's been talking all kinds of crazy talk.
Well, what if he's right? What if all this is just nothing compared to what lies on the other side? What if a big cleansing is coming?
Yeah, and Jesus is gonna bring back my mom and gonna bring back my granny too.
If you've ever thought, "But I'm a sheep, I am lost. I'm looking for meaning, there must be more to this than what I am now, digging in the ground like a rat." Then come to me, children, and listen.
You wanna go up and talk to him with me? Please.
Hey, it's not gonna help your quota.
Screw the quota.
Hey, Don.
I just wanna talk.
Glorious Jesus, they call him. He will heal your wounded heart if you believe. If you believe, then you can stand with him while fire and brimstone rain upon the dragon.
Hey, are you the man I heard about?
Child, you come to hear the word.
Tell me what you've been telling them about the end times. What's gonna happen with the New Republic?
Hey! How many times do I have to tell you to get out of here?
You can't stop me.
Who says I can't?
Hey!
Mind your own business, Lush. Dig that slag. And as for you, preacher man, next time I see you, I'm putting you on this crew.
I am but a lamb. A lamb sent by the prophet to redeem us. Won't you open up your hard heart?
There's only one prophet, you idiot, and we're glad to be free of him!
Would you open your heart and accept him?
Go on!
Centurion, you strike but a humble servant of the Lord.
You go tell the Lord he can come back to my job site. That's when he's ready to break slag. Now go!
You all right?
You gotta wonder. If they fear him that much, he must be doing something right.
Come on. There's brass in this one.
North, in the woods west of the refuge.
Crap! Well, that's the end of that.
It's far enough. They won't catch up with us tonight. Let's just get off the road. Nice ride.
Yeah, we should have brought the extra tank.
How far are we from the river?
Walking? We'll get there tomorrow.
Wow. I was more than 3 days on that horse.
This thing moves. When it moves.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss this kind of thing myself. Well, so long, Moby.
John, where are you going?
Off the road, I said. Hey, wait up! Can't you see in the dark?
No, not really.
All right. I got a light.
Whoa, Maria, look at that. Look how bright it is.
Where did you get that, John?
Military issue. Charges off the sun and built to last. Better not to test it, though. Come on.
Whoa!
Oh, Prophet! Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just tripped.
Oh, the tree root get you?
Yeah. Maybe it is too dark. We've gone far enough. There's a bivouac in my pack. You guys can have it. I'll sleep in the open.
Okay.
You know how to set one of those up?
Yeah.
Good. I'll just sit for a moment. I gotta think. Gotta think.
Back at the refuge.
How's it look, Chief? Oh, hey, Chris. You've been standing watch for 6 hours, David. Why don't you take a break?
I'm not moving. Unless it's with a gang of you to find out what happened to my kids.
David, you're not doing anyone any good the way you are. Why don't you just back off and take care of yourself?
I should be out there, but because of all those cowards, I'm hamstrung here. What place is that for a father?
Well, you're also the chief.
We've lost our way, Chris. In the early days, it was easier.
In the early days, we could barely survive a winter. We ran out of water the year without snow, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
If you hadn't figured out the windmill, it would have been the end of us. The end of the refuge, at least. We would have split up. You hold us together, David. You need to be strong.
I am strong.
So, let me take a shoulder of your pack. Take a few minutes, shall I, huh? I can watch the fields.
Yeah, sure. Their fires burn out.
See? They're sleeping, too.
Then why are they still here?
There's no way you can answer that question right now, David. What we need to do is keep an eye out. And I can do that just as well as you, all right?
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
I'm worried.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like. You know. I'm sorry about your kids.
It's okay.
We've got to protect them. Maria and Luke. They're the future.
It's a hard world they were born into, David. They're tough.
Maybe not tough enough.
They got Sam on their trail.
Yeah.
And Prophet. I mean, I hate to say it, but he's one tough bastard.
Yeah.
So relax, right?
Maybe.
David.
I heard you, Chris.
It's gonna be all right, you know?
Sure.
It will.
In Corinth, the celebrations continue, but not for everyone. Prophet's rebels struggle without their leader.
Celebrate, one and all, the victory over Prophet. Cast off your chains and join the new republic. We are bringing you what Prophet would deny. Electricity, machines, leisure. The old days will be ahead of us again. The Republic, number one.
Republic, number one. Republic.
How does it look up there?
I don't like the looks of things.
We need to stop dwelling on it. We've got a job to do.
Are you out of your mind? You saw what they've done. Already they think Prophet was the devil.
All that does is make our work more vital, damn it.
Please, we need to stay together. It's what John would have wanted.
John's not here anymore! God, I'm sorry.
No. You're right. I never thought he... It wasn't supposed to be like this. We'd better just be going back.
What?
You heard me. Fighting the Republic is suicide. We should just see if they'll take us back. Let us become citizens.
You hear how it's going on up there, don't you? It's all parades today, but tomorrow? What do you think they want all those labor pits for?
They were John's invention.
They had a purpose. Now? Imagine what they will do with them.
I don't know. Scurrying around in these sewers like rats can't last. It's not existence.
Perhaps there's another way. You. Surprised to see me?
We haven't seen you since the day John was captured. And now you waltz in like your best friend.
Watch it. He's wearing the uniform of one of them.
A ruse, I assure you.
Damn you!
Shh. I know you're stressed.
You're the one who did it, didn't you? You told him where John would be.
If all you can do is hurl accusations, I'll renege my offer.
What offer?
What if I told you we could bring Zeke back?
Zeke?
You saw him taken, no?
Yes. They looked like they were...
They were going to kill him, Saul.
Not so. They hope he knows where to find John.
And you know this because...
Can't you see? I wear this uniform so I can go behind their walls, stab the knife in from the insides. I'm on your side, same as I ever was.
How do we know we can trust you?
You can't. Trust is a fragile thing, once broken, hard to replace. But I can offer you something other than all this.
What do you want from us?
Loyalty, comrades in arms, and perhaps one small little secret.
Impossible.
None of us knows where he went, except
Zeke. Well, I'll tell you. I have stood in the way between the Republic's torturers and that boy for weeks now. I would have come to you sooner, but it was hard to find you.
The soup hasn't gotten any bigger, Saul.
You left the old haunting grounds. You were worried that they would come after you, as if there was someone who knew all about you in their ranks. I am your friend. When have you doubted that? I'm hoping that we can work together again. Please, don't let this uniform fool you. My loyalty is with the cause.
What about profit?
This cause is bigger than profit.
You think so?
Why do you make it so hard to offer you help?
I could get you back to the train car, I think.
I didn't ask for that. Will you help me rescue the boy or not?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Our time is short now. Come on.
Come on, take a drink.
I'll pass, thank you.
Who are your friends?
From the band. Back off. We have an appointment with Richard.
Oh, sure. I won't hold you. Where are you going?
Back entrance. Avoid the crowds.
Okay. Hey.
God, that was close.
Okay. If anyone stops us, keep your mouth shut. If we get separated, say you're with interrogations. Praise C-Day. Talk about what you plan to do now that the Citadel is here. Understood?
Right.
Yeah.
12th floor. The elevator works now, but the stairs will still be easier. Come on!
What is this place?
Once a place of business. Now, prisons.
I don't know. My dad used to work at a place like this. He said in the old days, it was kind of like a prison.
It's up here.
You know, I heard these places were the worst when things fell apart.
The whole city was bad.
But you didn't have people crushing each other to get out. And then when they found out what was going on, they were crushing each other to get back in.
Happy C-Day.
Happy C-Day to you.
Oh, Captain, you're headed to the prisoner.
Oh, I just want to see the city skyline from where I'm meant to be, up above.
What a noble goal. Don't let me keep you. Hi there.
Oh, hey. Happy C-Day.
Happy C-Day. Good riddance to that goddamn prophet. Good goddamn riddance.
Okay. Here we are. 12th floor.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
At this point, it's better if you stay behind for a moment. I'll retrieve the boy, understood?
Why can't we?
Because I'm the captain. They'll give me no trouble.
Okay.
Zeke. Zeke. Sweet boy. Are you awake?
Yeah!
Yeah! Shh, shh, shh. Quiet. Quiet, boy. What did I tell you? I'm going to set you free. Your friends have come to save you.
Please, please don't. Not again.
Shh, no, 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 no. It's all over now. It's not me, were you? It's the others. I've done everything I can to protect you, and now I'm going to get you back home, okay?
Back to the soup.
Home, sweet soup. Three stories underground.
Okay.
Soldiers! I need you! I can't carry the boy alone!
Zeke! Oh, Zeke, thank God!
Okay, let's... Oh God, it's terrible, Saul.
Oh, I did everything I could, but
Let's go. I'm gonna, how the hell we get out with him?
There's some uniforms you could change into here. They'll never suspect their own men, will they? Now hurry!
All right.
Okay. Okay, come on, Zeke.
Hey, Saul! Saul!
Boy, and run.
Wait, Saul.
I'll be fine.
Come on.
Richard!
Hey, happy C-Day. Hey, you want some of this? Virginia tobacco. It's the real stuff. Fantastic.
No, thank you.
Oh, you don't know what it means to have this in my hands again. Real Virginia tobacco, grown just like our founders did.
No, thanks.
You want to smoke one? I'm working on an occasion for a smoke myself.
Well, I must be going. Happy Sea Day and all.
Hey, you need help finding a woman?
Pardon?
Well, there's so many who'd be proud to share a bed with you. Come on. The man who broke the back of the oppressive prophet? Just say the word, pal. We'll sort everything out for you.
I have my own devices.
Oh. Well, suit yourself.
Happy Sea Day.
Happy Sea Day.
Yeah, sweetheart, you see this? It's real tobacco. Wait till you try this. In the Corinth slag pits, far from the festivities.
Right! All right, you Turks don't deserve it! But orders from above say you go home early after all. Pack up and head to festival if you want, but we start again early tomorrow morning. Long live the Republic!
Long live the Republic!
Well, how about that? They find a heart for the working man.
Where's this talk gonna take us, Don?
It's about time someone did something about this crew, don't you think?
Like what? Everybody's gotta do their part. It beats digging coal.
It was different before, when it was us working for us. Now it's us working for them.
I see you tomorrow.
Lucian!
Yeah?
There are gatherings, you know. There's people in the soup. Talk about making another stand. People would stand behind you.
I see you in the morning, I said. Oh, that man.
Corinth, night. When darkness falls, some reveal their true form.
We all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. Good evening.
Oh. Who are you?
A loyal servant of your master.
What?
Richard. You remember his name, don't you? How was his bed? Did you enjoy the smell of old sweat and stale dreams? You think your sex is fit enough for the Admiral?
So what if I do?
Women shouldn't be out at night alone. Not in these times.
Don't come any further.
You believe in the devil, lady? That it's not just the Republic against the misguided hordes out there, but a force truly evil?
No.
Pity. You probably should.
Get away from me. Get away from me.
North Woods, night.
John? John? Are you okay? I've been calling you for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's move.
You look kind of pale.
I'm fine.
Okay. Oh, John! Are you
Whoa,
all right?
I said I'm fine.
You're wobbly.
Come on, girl. I'm more than twice your age. I know what I can handle.
All right. So, where are we heading? The river?
Yeah, I left something there. Before the riders caught up with me. Do you know these woods at all?
This is our playground, John.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear. Let's go.
Oh.
Hey, are we gonna eat any breakfast?
I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, but we always eat breakfast, Mar.
We're not at home anymore, Luke.
But Maria, this is going to be a very long day.
No kidding, Luke. Can you keep up?
The Refuge.
David!
Huh?
What?
What is it, Chris?
They're moving.
What?
They're on the move.
They're what? Oh, yeah. I see them. Dark shapes. They're not riding.
What do you think? Do we take them down?
They're too far off. We'll have to wait for them to get closer.
I don't like waiting.
Well, neither do I.
All right. Well, we'll be ready.
The soup, underneath Corinth, night. Saul makes a deal with the rebels.
Oh, how is he?
Bad. They must have tortured him.
Oh, but Saul said that they didn't.
Screw what Saul said. Are you his mouthpiece?
He's the one who helped get him back.
Yeah, and stolen in the first place, too.
Look, I understand. You're saying this because you ran, but it's not your fault.
No, It's John's.
What?
Without John, you would be like all the others who are celebrating in the streets, getting cushy positions in the New Republic. Instead, he goaded you into taking a stand, didn't he?
Saul, this is John we're talking about.
I know John as well as any of you. I served him for nearly 10 years.
So how can you talk like this?
Because I see. I see how John was, how he really was. He was an inspiration, yes. At his best, he made us all believe in something better. But then, when you needed him, where was he? Was he standing by your side in that subway tunnel?
No, he did what he needed to keep the resistance going. He'll come back.
He's not coming back.
Where have you been, Saul? You look like you were in a fight.
I have my obligations to the Republic. You know that.
There's blood on your shirt.
Look, you can all think about what you want to do from here on out. John is missing, and Zeke is nearly broken. You're living down here like rats, and before long, the Republic will sniff you out. I have offered an alternative.
We are not joining you. We can't, Saul.
And you may choose to accept it or to deny it, but you will accept it.
I won't.
Very well.
Wait.
What?
Will you take Zeke if I go?
Of course.
But
he deserves someplace better than down here. He'll catch his death.
Okay. I'll go too.
What use are you?
I know what secrets we stored in the soup.
You wouldn't tell him.
It's the only way.
Well, follow me then. If any others have a change of heart, you know where to find me.
Zeke, you've got to take care of him.
Come on.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawned something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhold. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.